On this day, 17th March 1971, beleaguered PM May resign. As a question mark hangs over his personal political future, the Stormont Prime Minister, Mr. Chichester Clark, will make a major statement at Stormont tomorrow about his London talks yesterday with the British Prime Minister, Mr. Edward Heath, and his Home Secretary, Mr. Reginald Maudling. Shortly after he arrived back in Belfast last night, the government press office said the purpose of Mr. Chichester Clark's visit was to discuss with UK ministers further means by which the campaign against IRA terrorism may be waged with increased effectiveness. Last night, Whitehall tweeted with reserve reports that the Prime Minister intended to resign if he did not get 50% more troops in Northern Ireland, control of the troops and power to intern suspects without trial. Mr. Chichester Clark returned to Belfast as he had left yesterday, in secret. The Northern Ireland GOC Lieutenant General Harry Tuzo also attended yesterday's discussions. Direct rule by Westminster was not on the agenda. Faulkner gets rough ride. Mr. Brian Faulkner, Minister of Development, faced a 700-strong angry crowd when he addressed a unionist meeting at Dromore, County Tyrone last night. He was heckled and booed and greeted with foot stamping and jeering as he delivered a prepared speech with difficulty. In his speech, he appealed for unity in the Unionist Party and support for the government. But the meeting passed a resolution of no confidence in the government and called for its immediate resignation. As Mr. Faulkner walked onto the stage to the tune of The Sash, he was met with shouts of Lundy and Up Paisley. At one stage, he walked to the front of the platform and, amid the uproar, accused a man of saying that he was telling lies. Mr. Faulkner said, "I am damned well not going to be called a liar by you or anyone else." Later, a man lifted a chair and made toward the platform, but was restrained by others. Bernadette is misdirected. Lynch. The Taoiseach, Mr. Jack Lynch said in Washington yesterday. He thought Bernadette Devlin's former idealism was now being misdirected and had lost the support of the majority of the Irish people. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, by March 1971, the Unionist Party was in turmoil, buffeted by right-wing resistance to reform on the one hand and IRA violence on the other. Brian Faulkner, previously seen as a hardliner, was deemed responsible for removing the power to allocate houses from the councils and vesting it in an impartial housing executive. This, together with the adoption of one man, one vote, and a pledge to end gerrymandering in Derry and elsewhere, spelled the end for unionist ascendancy west of the Bann.